This is an RNIB talking book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
False Colours by Georgette Heyer.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. It was past 2 o'clock when the job chaise turned into Hill Street, and, as the watchman, wending his way round Berkeley Square monotonously announced, a fine night. A full moon rode in the cloudless sky, dimming the street lamps, even, as the solitary traveller had noticed, in Pall Mall, where gas lighting had replaced the oil burners. Linkmen, carriages, and light streaming from an open door on the east side of Berkeley Square indicated that not all the members of the Temps had left London. But at the end of June, the season was drawing to a close, and it did not surprise the traveller to find Hill Street deserted. It would not have surprised him if the knocker had been removed from the door of a certain house on the north side of the street. But when the chaise drew up, a swift scrutiny reassured him. The Earl of Denville's town residence had not yet been abandoned for the summer months. The traveller, a young man wearing a tasselled and corded Polish greatcoat and a shallow-crowned beaver, sprang down from the chaise, dragged a bulging portmanteau from the floor of this vehicle, set it down on the flagway, and pulled out his purse. The postboys paid, he picked up the portmanteau, trod up the steps to the front door, and gave the iron bell pull a tug. By the time the last echo of the clapper died away...